I'm Alex Keefe with this VPR News. The longtime music director at Rutland's Grace Congregational Church leaves Vermont next week for a new job outside of Boston. Rip Jackson spent 15 years in Rutland. During that time, he earned a reputation for outstanding choral work as well as spectacular community theater productions. But as VPR's Nina Keck reports, he's looking forward to slowing down.
Rip Jackson just got back from leading a 70-member choir on a 10-day trip through Austria. Before that, he had a farewell performance, a youth talent show, and in April, he led more than 160 voices in a special gospel concert. But Jackson, who turned 50 this year, says he realized it was time to reset priorities and take more time for himself. So he'll soon begin a new job directing music at a smaller church in Lexington, Massachusetts.
I'm at a point in my life where I want a little bit of a different balance. I have put everything into my music, and I don't regret one minute of it. For the last 15 years, music has taken center stage in my life.
Jackson says it was actually music that saved him when he was a young boy growing up in Atlanta.
When you grow up in the South, and I, of course, was very different. You know, number one, I was artistic, and it's not always easy growing up as a young gay man. I think I felt really out of place. I wasn't good in sports, and I really loved music.
He enrolled in a special high school for the performing arts, a transformative experience that Jackson says opened his eyes to music theory, diverse composers, ballet, modern dance, and performance. Those fields became passions that he pursued in college, graduate school, and later as a music director at a church in Ohio, a job he says he loved.
So I thought, well, I think this is my calling, is to work in multi-generational settings such as a church where you're guided by a deeper meaning.
Jackson smiles and admits Rutland was probably shocked at first by his vision and high-octane approach. But he says Grace Church's stirring productions of Les Mis, West Side Story, The Messiah, and Leonard Bernstein's Mass show just what a community can do. Jackson says he's even prouder that so many families perform together under his direction. Longtime choir member Tegan Kirk Elkin says Jackson brings out the best in people.
He just walks into the room with this magnetic personality, this huge vision, and just this energy that you're just like, I'll follow you. Absolutely. You want to do that? I will do my best. I will do my best for you. And so he made it easy for you to try new things and not be afraid.
Rip Jackson will lead the music in his final service this Sunday at 10 a.m. at Grace Church. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.